All right, that's the good news. The bad news, Erin Rial, well, she's not the bad news, but the what we're going to be talking about is joining us right now. See, you have to put commas in between there because then it gets all lost in the translation. Erin's joining us right now on KRDO's Morning News. And, you know, Erin, I'm sure you've done this in the grocery store. You've opened up those bags of chips and you think you're buying a full bag, but the half of it is, you know, down at the bottom and the other half is full of air. So it seems like everything is costing more, but corporate profits are soaring. What's up with this story?
I know. There's a big disconnect. We just got the Commerce Department's numbers, and adjusted profits after taxes for corporations hit a record high, $2.8 trillion. It's been a good couple years post-pandemic. Really, we just saw this surge in buying. So essentially, between late 2019 and the second quarter of 2022, corporate profit margins were up 17%. And that's because the economy emerged from this shutdown. You had all of these people wanting things, and there were labor shortages, there were parts, there were transpo issues. So it was a recipe for pricing power and high margins, which is what we saw. However, since 2023, the supply problem has largely been fixed, and profit margins had fallen, but only 16.4%. So that, outside of the pandemic, is the highest since the 1960s. They took this as an opportunity to pad books as well.
Now, is this because the inflation has something to do with prices, but you would think that the profits would just sort of stay the same, you know, because everything is, you know, inflation's up and everything costs more. A deeper dive into this is kind of disturbing a little bit, don't you think?
Oh, for sure. Let me give you an example, and we can use the auto industry because it's the same story. It rolls over to lots of different sectors. But in the 2 years that ended in February 2022, new vehicle prices were up almost 20%. There was a shortage of semiconductors. There was chip shortages. We get it. We understood. No problem. Okay. Prices go up. But not coincidentally, the big three in Detroit, they have boasted wider profit margins last year than they did in 2019. And this is despite losing billions of dollars on EVs. So what you're seeing is that the prices go up, and they had to go up, and they had to fight inflation. They're working with inflation too. And it's not to say, you know, profit isn't an ugly word, but at the expense of the consumer and of your worker, when, you know, there's the working poor and only the rich, it becomes a problem.
Yeah, I looked up the stock price of the owner of Nabisco because, of course, that's my favorite cookie, the Oreo. And yeah, sure enough, looking at their stock price from 2020, what a difference, you know, up considerably, probably like 25% of my eyes and numbers work out right. So that just shows you, I mean, certain companies are just finding a way to make things explode.
Exactly. And that's such a good example. You know, we're all feeling this. And until there is earnest wage growth, and there has been wage growth, but real sincere wage growth, nothing's going to change.
Yeah, no doubt. Reporter Erin Rial, thanks for the time. As always, we'll look forward to it. Have a great Easter weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.